This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Republican gubernatorial candidate Kendall Qualls has released his plan to help Minnesotans recover from the tax dollars lost to fraud. Qualls says if elected, he will return $9 billion to taxpayers over a two-year period. Qualls said, quote, Minnesota needs radical change from an outsider to fix the fraud problem in the state. He calls his plan a fraud rebate. Qualls is running against Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell in the August primary. July 4th is right around the corner, which means many Minnesotans will be lighting up fireworks. Dr. Lisa Mattson is president of the Minnesota Medical Association and says injuries keep stacking up every year.
We worry about kids losing fingers from holding a firework that goes off in their hands, and it hasn't gotten any better. So we need to inform the public about the potential dangers. Fireworks are fun, but they are dangerous, and we need to use them with great care.
And the injuries are getting even worse, like last year in Monoman County.
We had a 13-year-old child that died from a fireworks accident last year in July. So it can be deadly for some people.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says more than 14,000 Americans were treated in emergency rooms for fireworks injuries in 2024. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has announced the timeline for finding the city's next police chief. The city has started a local and national search following the resignation of Chief Brian O'Hara. Frey said he would like to find the next chief within approximately 16 weeks following engagement with city leaders, council members, police personnel, and community stakeholders. School is out and summer is here, which means Minnesota parents need to keep an eye on their teenagers' screen time. U of M Department of Family's social science professor Jody Dworkin says it's quite the adjustment for kids.
Once summer comes around, they do tend to have a lot more free time. And it can be easy to sort of fall into a habit of spending a lot more time online for more social purposes than they might have during the school year.
Dworkin says talking to teens about online citizenship, be clear about what's unsafe to post, and paying attention to behavioral changes can all help kids develop healthy social media habits. A growing debate is unfolding in Duluth over the future of the former Lester Park golf course. City officials are considering a housing development on the 27-hole course. Supporters say Duluth faces a significant housing shortage and will need more than 6,000 additional housing units by 2030. Opponents argue the property should remain protected as open green space. This is MNN.